Hi, this is Lester Langdon, and we're on the phone with Terry Burris with Herndon Muncie. And how are you this morning, Terry?
Doing great, man. Thanks, Lester. Appreciate you having me.
And you're with Herndon Muncie. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you, and how you can help us?
You bet. We've been in business since 1995, and we are very much a niche company. We focus on two things. We test homes for leaks, particularly leaks underneath the slab, and then we also do the repairs in what we call repairs or reroutes, which means we can completely replace the plumbing underneath a slab of a home.
Wow. And so what you do, what you but you do do you you do you do testing?
That's right. That's what hydrostatic testing is all about, is testing a home's plumbing system underneath the slab. And like I said, there's only two things we do. We do the testing, and then we also do the repairs and reroutes.
Now, what is the risk of not testing?
Well, if you're going to buy a home, and about, I'd say maybe half or a little better than half of what we do is work with real estate agents and buyers who are looking for, looking to purchase a new home. And if that home's not brand new, then one of the things that a typical home inspector can't look at is the plumbing system underneath the slab. And so often, real estate agents and potential buyers will contact us, and even homeowners will contact us to check their plumbing to see if there are any leaks below the slab. And so in for a new buyer, prospective buyer, they're going to want to know that information because it can be quite costly to replace that plumbing, and you want to know before you buy a home if that's something that needs to be done. And it can be a part of the whole purchase of the home, the negotiation and the purchase of the home.
Does this have anything to do with what the plumbing's made out of, like galvanized steel or PVC?
That's right. There are three materials that you're going to find beneath homes. The most current, the industry standard right now is PVC, Schedule 40 PVC piping. And then in the early 70s, there was a material used called ABS, but it was short-lived. It's not a great product. Didn't last long, just a few years before they converted to PVC, but it is also a plastic type material. And then prior to that, you have cast iron. Prior to the 70s, you have cast iron. And cast iron has a definite shelf life. It's metal, and it's in damp soil, and so it will rust and deteriorate and leak.
Now, when you test a property hydrostatically, what do you apply pressure? What do you do?
We do not. There is some misinformation out there about what hydrostatic testing is all about. And when we test sewer systems underneath homes, we're not putting any additional pressure on that pipe. All we're doing is filling it up full of water. We stop the pipe up with an inflatable rubber balloon. We stop the water flow, and then we fill that system up full of water. And then we'll monitor the water level. Most of the time it'll be at a commode. We'll pull a commode, and we'll monitor the water level from that opening to see if it drops. If the water level drops, that means you got a leak. And if it doesn't, that means you don't have a leak.
Do you have to
And so
pull
it's a really simple process.
do you have to pull a commode to do this?
Most of the time, we like to. It's a great place to monitor the water level. We don't have to all of the time, but it's a very common thing to do. And when we pull that commode, the reality is we leave it better than when we came, because we're going to replace the wax ring, we're going to re-caulk it, and so we're going to do the maintenance on that toilet for the homeowner.
So I guess you get some blowback and some concerns from sellers.
Yes, we do. And part of it is that misinformation that's out there. You know, I've even been asked, you know, what PSI do you use when you test these pipes? And the answer is we don't put any pressure other than the static pressure of that water, you know, just standing in the pipe. And so, you know, there's that concern that we're going to ruin pipes by filling them up full of water, which is really next to impossible. We can't damage pipes just filling them up full of water. Again, we don't put any added pressure other than the static pressure of that water. You know, much like you'd put on a glass. If you fill a glass up full of water, it's that same static pressure.
Well, do any sellers have concerns about their commode being picked up?
Yeah, you know, there is. But again, the way Herndon Muncie feels about it, there's two things. One is we're going to leave that commode in better shape than it was in when we got there, because we're going to give it brand new wax rings. We're going to re-caulk it. So we're going to make it better than it was before we arrived. So there's that. The second thing is, and we've been doing this since 1995, our guarantee is that we're going to leave that home in the same condition that we found it, or better in the case of these toilets. And we're going to stand behind our work. If in the rare occasion we break something, we stand behind our work, we replace it. So if we drop a toilet lid or something like that, we're going to replace that toilet for that client.
So to alleviate the concerns of the seller, how do you or does somebody communicate to the seller to alleviate their concerns? Because I'm concerned about communication.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked that question. We have, being in the state of Texas, in order for us to test a home, we have to get the seller's authorization. And one of the things that we provide our real estate agents and our potential buyers is a form, a seller authorization form, that states that same guarantee that I told you a while ago, that says, you know, emphatically that Herndon Muncie stands behind its test, and if we break something, we fix it. And that we stand behind our work.
So if we wanted to get you on the phone with a seller, would that be possible?
Absolutely. We love the opportunity to explain our process, especially because we do know there's like misinformation out there. And once we can take a moment to explain the process, and again, it's simple, it's non-invasive. Mm-hmm. We're not going to hurt anybody's pipes or anything like that. Once we have the opportunity to educate folks on what hydrostatic testing is all about, then usually it sets their mind at ease.
Could you do this on like a threeplex if somebody wanted to buy a threeplex?
We can. The only concern, you're talking about multi-family housing.
Yeah, not a big apartment complex, just maybe a duplex,
yeah,
or a fourplex.
Yeah, and the answer is yes, absolutely. We've done it. We've done townhomes and that type of thing. The only issue is when they're on the same system, you have to be able to coordinate with all of the homeowners to being able to do the test, simply because you know, if you're going to stop the plumbing up in order to do a static test, everybody needs to know that, because
okay,
you don't want the chance for someone's plumbing to back up on them.
And so if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
It's got several different ways. You know, we enjoy the phone calls. Our phone number is 281-579-0515. That's one way. You can contact us by email. We're Herndon_Muncie@msn.com. It's another way to contact us, or just visit us on the website. You can actually request tests via our website at herndonmuncie.com.
herndonmuncey.com.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for taking the time, and I'll be speaking with you again in the near future.
Would love the opportunity. Thanks, Lester, for having me.
Thank you very much.